American Maritime Officers President Thomas Bethel says it's been about a quarter of a century since ships' captains, mates, and engineers went on strike. Now 140 of them walked out on American Steamship Company midnight Monday.
We're not a labor organization that believes in striking. No one wins in a labor strike. That's absolutely a last resort. It's the craziest thing in the world. If you can't reach an agreement, there's no reason in the world that I can't see why the parties can't together and reach agreement. It's just that their offer was just so bad.
Bethel says they wanted a 3% increase in their wage benefits package, but he says the company's counteroffer was to stop paying medical and retirement benefits and lay off one-third of their officers. Adele Yordi is a spokeswoman for the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. She says the strike's impact could be significant.
Whether it's a few days or a week or so, that will probably still be business as usual. The rest of the fleets are running at full speed, so that helps in that regard. But the longer the layup were to stay in place, they're going to start feeling the impact on the lower lakes with their inventories.
American Steamship operates 17 vessels on the Great Lakes hauling iron ore and coal. They turned down our interview requests, but said in a news release that they'll continue to talk with the union. Union President Bethel says no new talks are set.
I'd be honest with you, I'm not hopeful at all.
Bethel says they have reached agreements with the other six Great Lakes shipping companies. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.